RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Three people in custody in Kansas City in connection with the shooting incident at the end of the city's celebration for the Super Bowl winning Chiefs. One killed, more than 20 wounded. Missouri State Senate Minority Leader John Rizzo represents the district, says a decade of Republican relaxing of gun laws certainly contributed to Wednesday's outrage.
They're still going to have to figure out exactly what happened and how it transpired, but the last decade of loosening gun laws in the state of Missouri, I'm sure, did not help the situation today.
Among the wounded, eight children. Ukraine says nine people were hurt in the latest barrage of Russian missiles the Kursk region targeted. Kyiv says it shot down 13 of 26 missiles fired at it. It came after a day after Ukraine said it used naval drones to sink a Russian landing ship. Bloodletting at Cisco Systems, forecasting sluggish demand for its products the next 3 to 6 months. The network pioneer is blowing out more than 4,000 people. This is ABC News. Russian disinformation? Donald Trump regularly praises Putin and other despots. Putin not returning the love? Saying he'd prefer President Biden being reelected.
Russian President Putin contradicted candidate Donald Trump, saying he did not see President Biden as incompetent. Instead, Mr. Putin told Russian media that Mr. Biden is more experienced, more predictable, and an old-school politician. Russian president even excusing President Biden's physical missteps, saying if they were talking about the time Mr. Biden hit his head leaving a helicopter, President Putin said, quote, show me someone who's never hit his head against something. If there is a person like that, let him cast the first stone.
ABC's Andy Field. Not snakes on a plane, it's snakes in his pants. Calvin Bautista of New York City draws 1 year probation and a $5,000 fine, admitting he smuggled three Burmese pythons in his pants across a U.S.-Canada border crossing in 2018. Importation of those snakes is regulated by an international treaty. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State 62-54. Stephen Krall, A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler 78-72. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. The Bucks losing again, this time at home against the Miami Heat, the final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more, the second since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. Baseball in Arizona. Some teams reporting on this Valentine's Day. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, has pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. After Freddie Peralta, who else has left?
We lost Burns and Woodruff and Wade Miley, the cagey veteran. This guy's real comfortable out in that circle, and he impacts other people. I think we're going to be competitive.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory in effect. Rain changing to all snow, 1 to 3 inches by daybreak, with temperatures in the upper 20s. Morning snow will give way to sunshine in the afternoon, lower 30s, blustering northwest winds, up around 25. It's 33 at our studios.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastically talented Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board and taking your phone calls as well. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. Crossover Wednesday. It is also Mr. Zommers.
Hump Day!
That's right, a Valentine camel for you. And speaking of Valentines, we are honored, we are fortunate and blessed to have our very own Valentine from Civic Media and also the Courier Newsroom from Up North News Radio from Lake Wissota, the balmy and romantic Lake Wissota. If you have a Valentine's date, what better place to do it than Lake Wissota? Our very own Pat Kreitlow.
I thought you were going to say the balmy and romantic Pat Kreitlow. Just,
That could be.
Doing what I can here to be your Huckleberry. So,
you know. Happy Valentine's, Mr. Kreitlow. Did you have a special plan for your lovely and talented wife and you tonight?
Yeah, she's working tonight.
Oh, well, all right.
I'll see her tomorrow sometime. We exchanged gifts yesterday.
Aww. And
like I was saying before to Christina Lurie yesterday on our radio show, you know, you get relationships either of a certain age or a certain length. And it's not nearly as big a deal as when you're young, you want to do something on Valentine's Day night. Right. And it's not exactly the same as at Christmas time, but it's that thing where it's like she'll take the overnight shift
right.
to make sure that other people who want to make the most of the holiday can. And plus we're gonna run away next week for a little winter getaway. So we're covered. You know, is our 40th Valentine's Day, so we're doing all right.
Congrats. Better than most. So fantastic. Good for you guys. Yesterday was Lent, or pardon me, yesterday was Mardi Gras. Today is Lent. Pat Kreitlow, anything that you're giving up for Lent this year?
No, can't say that I am. Right. And Lord knows there are things I should be giving up.
I am, you know, every year I try to think of something, and usually it's the same thing every year. This year,
sarcasm?
This year for Lent, I'm giving up abstinence. So right there, somebody has to do it.
Well, good luck with that.
So,
great. Are we back to the cowboy episode from last week now?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. For people who observe, it's lots of fish this time of year. Wisconsin fish fries always do well, and on Friday nights in particular. So, good luck to them.
Yes, they do, and I love those. I've got a great fish fry place near me, and like I said, Wisconsin loves a good fish fry. Remember when we interviewed Governor Evers at the start of the year, we had to make sure one of the questions was favorite fish fry. And for him, he said, you know, you can't get perch as much as you used to, but you cannot beat a good perch fish fry.
No, you can't. Would you like to, do you care to, or do you want to keep it secret for people who might be listening in the WCFW
Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, your favorite place?
No, it's hardly a secret. I live right across the bridge from the edge here on Lake Wissota. And, you know, it is, you know, it's just your classic, you know, dive bar where you can pull in with your boat, gas up your boat, or, you know, if you're on the road or anything. So there's nothing fancy. But, man, the way they have their deep fried fish on the buffet on Friday nights is, in my mind, second to none. It is some good stuff. And there's plenty of other good places, but that's our old reliable over
here. Fantastic. Well, this summer when I come up, I'll buy you and your lovely wife a fish fry. How about that? We'll go out and enjoy it.
I'll
buy a fish fry if I get a ride on the pontoon boat.
Oh, easy. Can do. Like I said, we got to do the show from the pontoon.
We will. Coming up on the second hour, for those of you who are either in love, looking for love, or in all seriousness, sometimes this day can be a bit hard for people who are single. Our guru of love from RelationshipQuotient.com, Kira Sabin, is back on the program. It's been a while. She is here live and in person and is going to spend the entire hour talking about love, relationships, what you can do on Valentine's Day for a significant other, and why we can still love ourselves and be happy even if we're single, like, you know, like Toddy on a Valentine's Day. So that'll be fantastic. And then Kira's going to stick around for hour two and do a little guest hosting in hour number two as well. For those of you wondering, Trygve Olsen usually joins Pat and I on Wednesday. He was here yesterday as he is traveling. So appreciate Pat hanging around for till the bottom of the hour today. Pat, I tuned in for about an hour of your show today. I'm not sure if you talked about it or exactly.
That's longer than I can stand. So good for you. I mean, Jesus.
I found out fantastic, well, not only on education, which, of course, is important, but Pat does this great thing today in history and also kind of current news, and I found out that the inventor of the Pop-Tart has passed away.
Yes. I don't have the guy's name in front of me anymore, but yeah, he was instrumental with Kellogg's and Keebler in inventing the Pop-Tart, and it's where I learned today that some people are team Pop-Tart, some people are team Toaster Strudel. Mr. Alba?
I go both ways. When it comes to breakfast food, yes. I like both.
You are amber pastrious, I guess, would be.
That's fantastic. Amber pastrious. That's really good. Yes. Services for the inventor of the Pop-Tart will be held. The short service, if you like light brown, will be held at 11 o'clock, and then a darker one at 2, and then the entire toaster at 4 the afternoon.
I was going to say, do they drop him in a toaster like the mascot at the Pop-Tarts bowl? He got to live long enough to see that, which is either what killed him or helped him go off on a happy note here.
You know he'll be cremated. I mean, he's not going to. That's the only way
to. Got to be.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, much more serious. As I said, I did only listen to part of the show, but more serious note here. I want to get your take on this. Big news here. We broke it, or it happened during our show yesterday. The Republican legislature passed Governor Tony Evers' map bill, largely, well, the maps as Governor Evers had submitted them. It appears to me, Pat Kreitlow, the only caveat or the only real. And we don't really know, do we, whether this is a change or not. Whether the Republicans in the legislature passed it, it would not, these maps would not take effect until November. But I'm not sure that we really know that whatever the Supreme Court would send out would apply immediately to a special election this year, or whether it too would be not in effect until November. In the on the Senate side, a Democrat, Bob Wirch, voted in favor of it. So he joined other Republicans. So technically, it was bipartisan. And in the Assembly, it was Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez, Democrat of Milwaukee, also joined Assembly Republicans in passing the measure 63-33. You know, first of all, Pat, I guess, what do you make of the legislature passing this? And now it goes to the governor's desk, which he is on record of saying he'll sign it.
I wish I would have known for sure that you were going to ask me that. I would have asked Aaron to cue up Admiral Akbar from Star Wars going, it's a trap, because that's what a lot of people suspect is going on here. For the Republicans in the legislature to do something that appears to be the right thing and appears to be selfless, needless to say, has a lot of people wondering what's going on. And here's the parallel that I would draw. And it's happened in multiple states. Ohio is one of the most extreme examples, but I believe we've seen it in Mississippi and North Carolina, where old maps were supposed to be dead with a stake driven through their hearts. And managed to stick around again. And so you've heard me say a couple of different times that Republicans would love to find a way to get the U.S. Supreme Court, the six right-wing justices on that court, to find any reason to take this up in federal court, even though they shouldn't, and then tap dance long enough, delay long enough, that these maps can't be used. Now, people have said, wait a minute here. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said on that December Friday that the current unconstitutional maps cannot be used anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're in some kind of a gray area. And I would say no. I'd say that, yeah, the court can say that, but the court doesn't administer elections. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to get to March 15th and beyond, and they're going to need something. And there have been multiple states where maps were supposed to be dead and gone, gerrymandered maps that got used again because of delay tactics. And that's the rat that I smell in all this.
So let's kind of explain this to folks, Pat, because not everybody follows this stuff like you and I do. You're a former state senator on the Democratic side. I worked for Republicans in the state legislature. On its face, it appears that, oh, well, this is what Democrats and Governor Evers asked for. It's his maps. Why wouldn't he sign them? And to your point, what is allegedly perhaps going on is that people like Robin Voss in the Assembly and Devin LeMahieu in the Senate are saying all the right things. Oh, you got us, basically. We have a gun to our head politically. We have to do this. Governor Evers gets a big win, and we're not going to muck around with this. But behind the scenes, there are Republican sympathizing type of groups or actors who then could bring a lawsuit challenging these very maps and trying to get the federal court to weigh in, which then could delay everything past the deadline for the Wisconsin Election Commission, which coming up in March, they have to have a date certain to say, hey, if you want to run for Assembly or Senate, you have to start your nomination papers in this spring, and we have to have these printed up. So the whole thing is about potentially, keyword potentially, delaying this to the point where the courts then have to say, well, we can't decide it in time for the Wisconsin Election Commission, so I guess we're just going to have to run on these maps one more time. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and we've only got 1 month to go. It's February 14th, and we're looking at a March 15th deadline, approximately. It could wiggle a little bit, but only by so much, again, because there has to be certainty in what districts people are running in. You can't go out and meet voters who can't end up voting for you if they draw the lines. And so, you know, if you get a sense of urgency listening to programs like this, it's because the people who are involved in this understand the ticking clock here, and that as slowly as courts can move sometimes, either by intention or not, there is still, in my mind, room for this all to fall apart.
So I don't really disagree with anything you've said. And I get the kind of the in the weeds political navigation here. What I'm concerned about is that now it's kind of a political trap almost for Democrats. Because yes, today that came out, Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Wisconsin A League of Women Voters, and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign have all come out with a statement urging Governor Evers to sign these maps. So now you have the main group that was fighting for fair maps in Wisconsin saying, hey, maybe it's not 100% and we understand what's going on here, but sign this, Governor. This is what we've been asking for. And if Tony Evers wants to run for a third term, Pat, I don't see how he can't sign it. We'll come back and get Pat's, I'm sorry, I set him up, but I can't let him speak. We're going to come back. Stay tuned. What a cliffhanger. What does Pat Kreitler have to say about that? Are the Democrats in a political trap or not? We'll come back next to the Todd Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down.
Welcome back to the Tolerable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 20 past the hour of 12 noon on Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. Next week, Mr. Kreitler will be observing some sunsets, I'm sure, taking a little well-deserved time off, but he is here today with us, and so happy he is, joining us live from Lake Wistona. You can hear his program every morning from 6 until 8, courtesy of the Courier Newsroom on Civic Media. Always a great listen. Was listening this morning. Before the break, before I so rudely went up against the clock, Pat, we are talking about this issue. There was Republican-controlled legislature, other than one Democrat in the Assembly and one Democrat in the State Senate. Otherwise, it was Republicans passing Governor Evers' maps that he had submitted to the Supreme Court earlier this year. And their argument is, look, this is what you said you wanted. The governor is on record of saying if they sent, I think the exact quote was, I'll believe it when I see it. And then on another program, he was asked point blank range, will you sign it? And he said, why wouldn't I? And Pat made the point in the first segment that, look, there is a chance here for this to all happen, governor to sign it. And sure, maybe it won't be Voss or LeMahieu or an actual member of the legislature, but a right-leaning, sympathizing organization could bring a lawsuit that would delay things, which would essentially mean the current maps would be in effect one more election cycle. Before the break, I asked Pat today, Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Wisconsin League of Women Voters, and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign all came out with a joint statement urging the governor to sign this. My question to you, Pat Kreitler, as a former state senator on the Democratic side of the aisle, is this a political trap for Democrats if Evers doesn't sign it?
The funny thing is that we don't know. We don't know, and I'm sure that if it's all actually quite innocent, you know, some of us will look downright conspiratorial, and I don't necessarily like that. Mm-hmm. The groups like the Fair Maps Coalition and others, they're doing exactly what they should do. It's not their job to second guess motives. They have maps in front of them that have been adjudicated essentially as fair. And so if there's a chance for fair maps to go in, that's fine. So I don't fault any of the groups involved for you know, doing for saying the right things about this. It's the governor who could go one of two ways. He could say, yes, I did say I would sign my own maps because they're my maps. If you send them back to me, I'll sign them. And that's what people expect him to do. But if I were, I would not be surprised if people were advising him that he could just as easily say, you guys had your chance to do that. I sent you my maps. You rejected them. You even went so far as to alter them to try to save your butts by moving some lines to protect some Republican incumbents. You can't be trusted. This process is already going in the Supreme Court where the consultants have looked at proposals and one of them will be picked. You guys, as a Republican legislature who, frankly, are serving here improperly because of the rigged maps, are no longer have a role to play in this. There's just no sense of trust. Now, would he get dinged for that? Of course he would. But he's not up for election this year, and it's not going to be, you know, a factor if he were to run for a third term. Andrew's asking on Facebook, Pat, are you saying you don't trust the Wisconsin GOP? I'm going to have to go with yes. I do not trust the Wisconsin GOP.
844-967-2789. If you have a question for Pat Kreitlow, 844-967-2789. Or want to weigh in on this map issue, you can also text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go over to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, first of all, these maps are not Evers' preferred maps. They are maps that were essentially forced on him by this so-called least change rule, and he just simply outmaneuvered the legislature to give some least change maps that just didn't give the whole shop away to the legislature. So these are not fair maps. These are maps essentially designed by this least change rule via the legislature. Second thing is, these maps have already been to the courts and to the Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, these maps are not constitutional. So you know for sure that they're, at a minimum, they're up for some kind of litigation. The whole idea of this by the legislature is, of course, to try to again, continue consolidating their power. And what they're going to do, I am reasonably certain, perhaps not the legislature themselves, but certainly their allies, they're going to take these maps to the Supreme Court again. The Supreme Court's going to say, oh, we need some time to look at this. Meantime, you got to use the same maps you've always had.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion, this is a bunch of bunk and baloney. Mm-hmm. It's further political maneuvering by an arrogant legislature that is doing everything they possibly can to keep control and keep power, and Evers should veto those maps.
Jack,
they are definitely not fair maps.
Thanks. Always appreciate the call, Jack. Jack and Merrimack. Pat, what say you?
You couldn't even see my lips moving as Jack was saying all the things that were on my mind. The only thing that I think I might take issue with, and I'd want to double check, but when he referred to Evers' proposals and lease changes, that was the Evers' proposals a couple of years back for the maps that we have right now. The Evers' proposal they're talking about and considering right now is actually a clean proposal that isn't part of the least changes approach. But I can understand, where people might think that we're talking about the Evers proposals from a couple of years back when he had to abide by the wrongfully decided least changes standard to the maps.
Right. If I'm advising Governor Evers, and Lord knows I'm not, but if I'm one of his inside advisors politically, I tell him to sign it. Because it's the best thing for him to do politically, and he's keeping his word that he made very, very publicly.
Yes.
I think the big mistake that he and his advisors made, and maybe it wasn't a mistake, I think the guy's just too honest. I mean, you probably know him much better than I do. I mean, I was in some meetings with him when my former boss was in the legislature, and what you see, that's what you get. He's a very chill, honest guy behind closed doors, and he's very common sense. So when reporters say, well, would you sign him? I think he's just kind of like, sure, yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe the mistake they made is he should have said, let's wait and see. Definitive answer.
Tony Evers is not a partisan animal. And, let's be honest, you and I both know, plenty of Democrats and some of them who are very much in the rough and tumble world of party politics. And they wish that he was more of a brawler and, looking for ways to exact revenge and all that. Mm-hmm. The reason he broke through a very crowded primary and got elected and defeated an incumbent governor is because he is not hyper-partisan. He is honest, some say to a fault. What you see is what you get. And so, it would very much work in his favor to do that. And I'm not saying it's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, there's reason to be suspicious of how this process unfolds once he signs those maps.
Yeah, totally agree. We shall. It'd be very. It is a high-stakes game of political chess, is it not?
Four D. I don't have that 4D. Many D's to. Yeah.
Well, Pat Kreitlow, you enjoy your Valentine to Lake Wissota. Thanks for spending some extra time with us. Enjoy your week off. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much, Pat Kreitlow. Every morning from 6 until 8 on the Lake Wissota Radio Network. We'll talk to you on the other side, talking about Derek Van Orten and Ukraine. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Ball Show on Civic Media.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Three people in custody in Kansas City in connection with the shooting incident at the end of the city's celebration for the Super Bowl-winning Chiefs. One killed, more than 20 wounded. Missouri State Senate Minority Leader John Rizzo represents the district, says a decade of Republican relaxing of gun laws certainly contributed to Wednesday's outrage.
They're still going to have to figure out exactly what happened and how it transpired, but the last decade of loosening gun laws in the state of Missouri, I'm sure, did not help the situation today.
Among the wounded, eight children. Ukraine says nine people were hurt in the latest barrage of Russian missiles the Kursk region targeted. Kyiv says it shot down 13 of 26 missiles fired at it. It came after a day after Ukraine said it used naval drones to sink a Russian landing ship. Bloodletting at Cisco Systems, forecasting sluggish demand for its products the next 3 to 6 months. The network pioneer is blowing out more than 4,000 people. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval Tuesday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
The people in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services. And when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks will go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Wisconsin is on track to have its warmest ever winter on record. This past December was the warmest December ever recorded in Wisconsin. January temperatures were more than 8 degrees warmer than average. February is on track to be almost 20 degrees warmer than normal. Experts say that there's still plenty of time for a cold snap, however, and plenty of opportunities to get some snow. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snow will end this morning, then mostly sunny here through the afternoon. It will be cooler today. We'll get to a high of 33 is all, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Tattleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, hump day, February 14th, 2024, Valentine's Day. Kira's not on for another half an hour, Mr. Zommers.
I can play it again.
You're getting very anxious, aren't you?
No, I just think that song is hilarious.
It is a funny song. It is a really funny song. Kira Sabin, our guru of love, is going to be here. She is a life coach, a relationship coach, and going to be talking about all things relationships and love. And if you're single, what you can do to be happy on this Valentine's Day. We should always be happy with ourselves first, right? So doing that, and also taking calls right here live in the studio, going to be sitting right beside me. So get your dialing fingers ready. If you have a relationship question, a love question, get ready. Kira Sabin will be here for the entire second hour. And then she's going to stick around and do some guest hosting as well. So looking forward to having Kira Sabin here live and in person here on the show this afternoon. Off the text line here, Jack from Merrimack talking about the subject here we were just talking about last segment on the maps in terms of the Republican legislature passing Governor Tony Evers' maps that he had submitted. And now awaiting to see whether Governor Evers is going to sign them or not. He's on the record of saying he will, but we want to thank Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio for being here last half hour and walking us through the reason that he would not do that. And that is that there is a real concern that people who are sympathetic to the Republican Party may file a lawsuit on the very maps Republicans just passed, if Evers were to sign it into law, knowing that eventually they would probably lose, but the goal could, keyword could be, to delay everything long enough where the courts and the Wisconsin Election Commission have no choice other than to say, while this goes through litigation, we have to move forward with the election process, and therefore we have to keep the current maps until this goes through litigation, which would mean the Republicans in the legislature would get one more kick at the can running on the current maps. That is a scenario. We don't know whether that's for sure going to happen. There's a good chance that it could. So Governor Evers has a difficult decision. Does he keep his word that he said publicly that he would sign the maps if the Republicans passed them, or does he take a political hit for himself, knowing that it could be the best thing in terms of fairer maps or having fair maps this election cycle? It's very complicated and very nuanced. And I understand that most people are going to be like, what? So we're trying to break it down and go through here. Let's go back up, Mr. Zommers, here earlier. Catching up on the texts here. This is Wes from Middleton listening in on WMDX says, do these Republicans listen to themselves when they talk all the false outrage about fairness in this process after what they've been pulling for years? Dismantling our democracy is so very rich. I hope it's an act because to actually feel that way would be absurd. Unquote. That is Wes from Middleton there. Also saying Wes continues, after pursuing the Evers maps, perusing the Evers maps through, I'm thrilled about retiring some of the current GOP incumbents. I wonder what Markline has planned for his retirement. Well, we'll see. They have not done the maps yet here. We have a person on this one, Mr. Zommers here.
This is Lynn from Oconomowoc.
Lynn from Oconomowoc says, Todd, BS. I just sent an email to Governor Evers. Republican reason, Republicans' acceptance of his least change maps. Don't sign it. When have Republicans been fair on anything? Public school funding, elections. In the past, they ran Republicans as Democrats, Sheriff Dave Clark and others. Tax breaks for the uber wealthy. Don't trust Republicans, unquote. Well, like I say, I mean, I do not envy Governor Evers at all. And again, no one's asking me for advice. And I'm not even saying it's necessarily a mistake. It's just who he is. He's an honest guy. And so when people asked him, you know, well, would you sign them your own maps if the Republicans passed them? His first reaction was, I'll believe it when I see it. And then when asked point blank range, his quote was, why wouldn't I? So the governor has said on the record he would sign it. But now, for because of the reasons we discussed, we shall see what he does politically. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sharky checking in from beautiful Racine down in southeast Wisconsin on our stations down there. WRJN from Racine. Sharky, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've been subject to since 1978, 20 plus years of law enforcement, where literally I was an active, at times, a spy per se.
Sure.
And then another 22 years in the legal field with attorneys and doing the dirty work for the attorneys. So I've been around a while, and I always worry. Okay. And with the, this is all speculation. But I'm hoping that our powers to be are regulating themselves so much to maintain security of discussions, be it in a ballpark or be it in a basement or be it in a Capitol building somewhere, because the technology is just amazing. Where, you know, back in the first time when the original maps came out.
Yeah.
They went on a remote location, right. And they built these things. So I've had many discussions with people, the good ones, our friends that are buddies out there. It says, please be careful. Be careful with your discussions, because these guys could be, is a very possibility. You know, there's these devices that are called the Stingray. There's also they're called dirt boxes. This technology was let loose by our government after 9/11.
So, Sharky, what's your main concern or your main point that you're trying to warn people about?
So we'll keep this thing square, keep it fair, but hopefully the other side's not doing the dirty and utilizing this equipment that basically is less than a search warrant.
Okay.
So if they're doing it and we're not, they got the upper hand. So we have to be very careful from a standpoint of information and protection of information.
All right. Thanks, Sharky. Always appreciate the call. Sharky and Racine. Let's go across the pond to Jay in London. Jay calling in from London. Jay, what say you?
What say me? First of all, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's
Day. And to that Day. Man sitting at the table, shaking his head.
What do you got for us?
I wanted to cook for you people, but we are far from each other, so what can I do?
I'm sorry. You know, no, we can't cook for us. I can't get a flight to London. I'm sorry. Maybe someday, but thank you.
Someday. Come see us.
All right. Someday. We'll try to get that on the agenda.
Please.
All right.
And make sure you bring Uncle Billy Pistol along.
All right. We'll do. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate you checking. Happy Valentine's Day over there. Stay safe. All right. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton. Thanks for calling. What say you, CJ?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I guess I'm, as far as the maps go, you know, part of the, I believe it was President Obama stated that elections have consequences. And the responsibility of the Republicans was to draw fair maps. I want to see if the governor will sign it. I hope he does. They look fairer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I find it funny to listen, because Megan Wolf, and part of the issue is that it's like the spending right before during COVID. The spending for the government went out of control. The rules for elections didn't go through legislatures. And Megan Wolf wants to keep those same rules in place without going through the way it should be through the legislature. So if she's not going to enforce the laws as they stand, she should be removed.
Well, and I think it's a separate...
That, That's the same way with spending by the government, Todd. The Democrats want to keep the.
Let's just time out. We'll get a little off track here. It may surprise you.
But I agree
that the governor, if I were advising the governor, I would tell him to sign the maps. I also agree that elections have consequences. If I were in charge of the Democratic messaging on this, which I'm not, I would be taking a victory lap. I would say elections have consequences, and because Wisconsinites came to the polls April last year, elected Janet Protasiewicz, it forced the Republicans to the table and finally have passed fair maps. And this is a credit to the power of the voting ballot box in Wisconsin. And God bless Wisconsin voters Wisconsin voters did something that big money could never do. And that was force Republicans to vote for fair maps. So I would make Wisconsinites, the voters, the hero, and say, absolutely, Wisconsin, elections have consequences. And thank God Wisconsin voters put the force on Republicans to pass fair maps. We're going to sign these. We're going to have fair maps. And that politically puts the ball back in Republicans' court and conservatives. If they take those maps to trial and play political games and delay everything, then that makes Republicans look bad again. But I would call their bluff, I'd sign it, and declare victory, just like Nixon. Declare victory and pull out. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I agree with Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition and League of Women Voters and Wisconsin Democracy. And as Pat Kreitlow said, they're doing what they, I mean, we have fair maps. So I'd sign. I get the conspiracy, not even conspiracy theory. I get what could happen, but why take that political hit? Take the win. Wisconsin voters are the one who forced Republicans to finally vote for fair maps. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Kathy in Cambridge. Kathy, thanks for holding. What say you?
I say, Tellievers, no, don't sign them. Republicans can't be trusted. They've went below the belt so many times. So that's probably what they're going to do, is put this back into judging. And again, with Megan Wolf, she just has administrative duties. She has no duties to change any election laws. And I don't know why you give CJ the time of day to spread fake news.
We try to hold everyone accountable, not just one individual caller. But look, I'm not going to, as long as people are polite and not swearing or whatever, I'm inviting all points of view, but then we try to suss out the truth, you know, when people do call it.
I understand. You got to stay on the fence, but I don't.
No, you can say what you
want. Megan Wolf's done a great job since 2017, and that's why the Republicans want her off.
Great.
They're dirty. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate the call, Kathy. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Scott from Madison, listening on WMDX, says that Governor Evers can sign them March 13th. Don't leave any wiggle space for the courts to stop them. Now, that's an interesting take from Scott Madison. You don't really do a pocket veto, but you kind of just keep them and then sign them on March 13th, which is the deadline for the deadline for Wisconsin Election Commission for printing of the new ballots. That's actually very insightful from Scott Madison. Tony Evers just keeps them. You're at your desk 11:59 on March 12th, and at midnight on March 13th, you sign it into law. Not a bad idea at all. Now, there's somebody who's thinking. 844-967-2789. Bill, listening into Milwaukee. Bill, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Thank you. I wanted to say that you're totally right. Let's do it. And it was thanks to the election. I thought it was kind of rich, though, that Senator Weingard was the one complaining about how, well, it was the choices between heart disease and cancer and all that. As many of us know, they specifically drew the current law. Virtually the entire city of Racine got pushed into another district, but they kept carefully carved out a couple blocks where he lived so he could be in a Republican district.
Go ahead. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
And one other note. Isn't there a right-wing talk station in Madison? How come CJ calls you all the time? Or has he been banned over there?
It's Valentine's. We try to spread the love around. But, Bill, I'm old enough to remember when Van Weingard, in his first term, cut a backroom deal with my former boss in the Wisconsin Teachers Union to undermine Scott Walker in Act 10. But he don't like to talk about that. But I would swear under oath. I'll go back to court and to testify on that one. Van Wongard. That's the real Van Wongard. He ain't what he appears. Let me tell you that. I was in the room. 844-967-2789. Back after this.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tonneball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on this Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, 2024. Coming up in hour number two, our guru of love, life coach, and relationship specialist, Kira Sabin, will be here live in studio answering your phone calls on love, relationship, and chocolate. Give her a call in hour number two. Right now, I want to go to this story, kind of a developing story. So, Third District Congressman, do-nothing Derek Van Orten from the Third District, western part of Wisconsin there, is in a Twitter spat of sorts with Mark Hertling, who is a retired soldier and works on national security and healthcare. Honorable discharge from Mark Hertling. And Derek Van Orten is hating on the retired soldier here on Ukraine. Derek Van Orten yesterday tweeted, quote, "Does Mark Hertling understand that Ukraine is not one of our NATO allies?" Unquote. Hertling responded, "Gee, Congressman Van Orten, please tell me more about who is and who isn't our ally or partner in Europe and the status of Ukraine." Unquote. This is very important. And Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project and I have talked about this extensively. He was on yesterday instead of his normal Wednesday time slot. He's traveling. Remember, Trigvi has spent all kinds of time in Eastern Europe fighting Belarusians, fighting Russians banned from Russia by Putin himself, been to Eastern Europe with John McCain and others, Joe Biden as well. He understands this. And here's the thing, that Ukraine is, in fact, our ally, okay? And we cannot just leave them to die on the vine. And you say, well, why not? Well, perhaps Congressman Van Orten is not familiar. And I know a lot of people, you know, he doesn't like to say he listens, but I know that some of his people listen, they monitor us, because we're on all across his district, at Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Amory, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids. And, you know, some of those towns aren't necessarily right in the third, but the signal gets into the third. And so he's nervous, you understand, nervous about the truth while he buys his coffee at Citgo. And so here we're going to play this. This is former President Bill Clinton was on the news this week and explaining why, what made the Ukrainians vulnerable. This is very important. As our friend says, you have to know history. So here is the history from Bill Clinton himself on Ukraine.
Well, I knew that President Putin did not support the agreement President Yeltsin made never to interfere with Ukraine's territorial boundaries, an agreement he made because he wanted Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons. They were afraid to give them up because they thought that's the only thing that protected them from an expansionist Russia. So he gave them up. Yeltsin's word was good. He kept his word, but he couldn't pass it to the Duma. So when it became convenient to him, President Putin broke it and first took Crimea. And I feel terrible about it because Ukraine is a very important country, and I feel a personal stake because I got them to agree to give up their nuclear weapons, and none of them believe that Russia would have pulled this stunt if Ukraine still had their weapons. Mm-hmm. So I think what Mr. Putin did was very wrong, and I believe the Europe and the United States should continue to support Ukraine. There may come a time when the Ukrainian government believes that they can think of a peace agreement they could live with, but I don't think the rest of us should cut and run on them.
Former President Bill Clinton this week on what went down, why we are at where we are. Ukraine had nuclear weapons. Under the Clinton administration, through international diplomacy, the Ukrainians were convinced to give up their nuclear weapons with the assurance that although they weren't formally part of NATO, that the United States and our allies would be there to protect them from Russian aggression. Former President Boris Yeltsin of Russia agreed to that. But as Clinton said, they couldn't get it through the Duma, their basically legislature. And then you got the former KGB guy, Putin, in charge. And he is on the record of saying that he wants to restore the former Soviet Union, of which Ukraine was a part. So Putin ain't never going to give up, as we say back in Richland County. He's going to keep on keeping on until he not only has Ukraine, but Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, go right down the list. And of course, those countries that I just mentioned are a part of NATO. And an attack on one is an attack on all. That is part of the written alliance that the United States could, keyword could, be drug into. Now, Derek Van Orten is a former Navy SEAL. He likes to talk about this all the time. About a month ago or so, during an operation overseas in the Red Sea, a Navy SEAL fell overboard. It is literally part of the Navy SEAL code that you never allow your brothers or military sisters, well, another military person to go in without trying to save them. The other SEAL jumped in to save his Navy SEAL brother. They both tragically perished. They are American heroes. But the point is, one of the core codes of military conduct is honor and not leaving anyone behind. Derek Van Orten was taught that. Whether or not he believes it, I don't know. But he should know better than anyone that once you give someone your word, you don't go back on it. The United States gave Ukraine our word. You don't abandon someone. You don't abandon an ally when times are bad. You jump in and try to save them. That's keeping your word. And Derek Van Orten, if he remembers what he was taught by his Navy SEAL instructors, should know that. And while we're on the subject, isn't it interesting when John McCain, a Republican, and John Kerry, a Democrat, ran for the United States Senate, ran for president? Behind them, one Republican, one a Democrat, behind them were several people from their unit from which they served. When's the last time for people in the 3rd District of Wisconsin that Derek Van Orten was on a stage with a half a dozen guys that he served with in the Navy SEALs? I don't recall one. It tells you a lot when the people you served with are not willing to stand behind you and endorse you. It tells you more than I ever could. So remember that next time Derek Van Orten starts talking and bragging about being a Navy SEAL. Where are his fellow brethren? Where are the guys that he served with? That's all you need to know about do nothing, Derek Van Orten. Back on the other side with our friend Kira Sabin, the guru of love, on hour two of the Todd Allball Show for Valentine's Day on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your
hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group with This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE. And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center.